Welcome to another episode of the so-called Nameless Podcast, the Nameless Podcast about commercial real estate and copywriting. Today, I'm still not sure what I will be talking about. This is a learning experience for me because I'm just getting started. I'm actually at work now. I mean, I'm not at work now, but, well, technically this is my work time, but I'm able to, don't say this loud, I'm able to sneak away while actually transmitting this podcast. And so I thought it would be very informative if I actually started to tell a little bit about my background and who I am. I am by profession an engineering geologist. It means, like I said in the previous episode or the episode before that, I can't exactly remember, that I go into tunnels that are currently under excavation, under excavation. I think that's the appropriate preposition to use. And I assess the rock mass. I have this formula where I calculate the quality of the rock mass. And based on a number that that formula yields, I'm able to instruct the workers, the tunnel workers, what kind of stability and security support they need for the tunnel. And by doing so, I actually get to interact a lot with, let's call them just average Joes, the blue-collar people, the people who buy stuff. And that means I get to interact with my market, perhaps some of my future customers. Now, I doubt that actually any of them invest in commercial real estate, but still, they are customers. They invest. They buy things. And it's necessary for me to interact with them because I learn so much from them. I learn people skills, I learn social skills. I learn what they like and what they don't like and what it would take for them to actually buy. And that is by just simply asking them questions. Like in, can you tell me a little bit more about that? Well, actually, it goes like this. We work shifts, right? So we have 1 week off and then we're 2 weeks on the construction site before going home again to another off week. And so whenever I get back again on the construction site, I always have to, you know, catch up with them and so on, asking them what they've been doing in their spare time. And I go like, hey, so what do you do in your off week or in your spare time week or whatever you want to call it? And they say, for example, I went to my cabin because, yeah, here's the thing. A lot of Norwegians have cabins, like cottages, huts. Or cabins. I think cabin is the most correct word to use in the English language. They got cabins in the mountains for the most part. But nowadays, I interact with people who have cabins in the by the sea, by the coast, and so they use their boats a lot, and well. They fish, they catch, I don't know if we, do you call it to catch crabs or do you call it to fish crabs? I think you say catch crabs. At least that's what it would have been if I translated it directly from Norwegian into English. So they catch crabs, let's just say it for the sake of simplicity, and they fish and so on. And in order to do so, they need fishing and crab catching crab catching equipment, and that means they need to buy things, and that also means they have problems that need to be solved. So I interact with them. I ask, hey, so what did you do last week? Oh, I was fishing for some crabs. And oh really, what kind of equipment did you use? Oh, I used such and such equipment. Why did you use that? Is that any better than the other equipment that you saw in the store? Yeah, because, and then they go on. My point is just, because I'm asking them questions all the time, I'm able to find out what kind of equipment they like, why they like it, and why they won't buy any other equipment. Or if they were to buy another fishing equipment or crab catching equipment, what would it take? What would it take for them to actually switch brands, so to speak? That is actually one of the great gifts of working on this construction site, because I get to interact with regular people and talking about regular stuff instead of the dreading work tasks. So that is the morale, I should say, of this podcast episode. Go out there and talk to your market and talk to ordinary people. Because even though they're ordinary people, they still are your market. Right? Yeah. Okay, that's it for this episode, which has now turned into almost 1 minute longer than what is usual on this podcast. I just had to talk a little bit so it passes the 6 minute mark right there. Woo! That is my first 6 minute podcast. Sometimes gotta be the first. Alright, thank you for listening today, and I'll see you tomorrow.